Welcome to the Mike and Doug Show. I'm Doug. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Doug. It's been a while since we talked.
And it looks like you've moved to New York by your background. So yes. I don't know what you and the miners are doing. I hope you're not too cold there. But today we are going to discover and expose in all of its gruesome glory the communist headquarters of America, which is Arkansas, because we're going to talk about the huckster. Because your research is aligned with what people are trying to do now, which is ferret out every person that might be a candidate for Trump's vice president and make sure to show who they are ahead of time. So can you tell us a little bit about the hucksters down there in Arkansas?
This wasn't a subject that interests did me at all. I've known about the Huckabees for 20, 30, 40 years. When I was traveling in a gospel music group, we had actually people who, musicians from Little Rock, Arkansas, and we used to go through there all the time. And little did I know what was going on under the covers with Hillary and Walmart and the way Arkansas was being used as a drug center for the entire U.S. for the CIA. We now know all these things, but back then we were just young musicians, Christian musicians. So what I talk about today, I do reluctantly because up until now I've had no negative feelings about the Huckabees. I mean, Mike Huckabee went on TV and started doing a interview show, and I watched those for a while. These guys are really good at what they do. And that's what I have come to conclude after this research, because the facts don't lie. And that's what I hope we talk about here. I don't have any desire to disparage anyone, but let's just talk about the facts, because she is a public figure, as is Mike Huckabee, and therefore they are deserving of greater scrutiny than the average private person. And that's what I hope we talk about, Douglas.
Well, yes, you have uncovered the fact that to most of us, when we look at Mike Huckabee, we think, oh, a nice leader of the evangelical groups, especially Mid and West
America.
And he's a Baptist minister.
A lot of Baptists, but he's been a prominent Baptist his whole career.
And he basically was the Christian voice of conservatism. He ran for president twice. He was the governor of Arkansas, I think, for about 12 years. And when he ran the first time, he ran against who? Mitt Romney and John McCain, the absolute perfect evil people of the Republican Party. He also was a commentator on Fox News. So his daughter comes along, has no experience whatsoever except licking the envelopes during his election campaigns, and she becomes the spokesperson for the president? No, that doesn't happen. And then you have discovered amazing things. Well, but how does it happen?
Yeah.
Unless you are literally selected, not chosen because of your talents or anything. So tell us a little bit about Sarah Huckabee.
Well, we did what we normally do. We started looking at what's out there publicly available, and it didn't take very long to discover her financial disclosure from when she joined the White House in 2017. She had every public figure has to file or is supposed to file what's called an OG-276 financial disclosure. And in this disclosure, we saw all the typical entries, and then we were shocked to see an entry where she disclosed that she held a single cash IRA between $25 and $50 million. We discovered on her financial disclosure that she was executive vice president of a political strategy company called Samudalese Strategies, and it starts with a TSA. It's a Greek name. Samudalese Strategies. She was executive vice president, which means if you're an executive vice president, that means you essentially run the organization for the, in this case, the founder, whose name is Frank N. Samudalese. And Frank N. Samudalese goes all the way back to George H.W. Bush. And he actually publishes a picture of him with George H.W. Bush at some Republican event back in the day. And so he has been working for primarily Republican interests, political interests, ever since George H.W. Bush, and that would be prior to Bill Clinton coming on the scene. So we see that in her disclosure that Samudalese was a primary mechanism by which she was groomed. And so we start looking at that organization, and its website's a little bit odd, but we finally got past the front page. And then we discover a list of clients that places her squarely in the British Pilgrim Society zone. And why do I say that? It's because Samudalese has been representing not only Republicans, primarily Republicans, but he has also been representing many companies. And there are about five or six of these companies that are owned and controlled by the usual suspects, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, and Fidelity. And so there's the source of Samudalese strategies, ability to take a Republican, even somebody with no experience like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and propels her forward using unlimited cash to tell a story, to create a yarn that makes the public think that she's one thing when in fact she's the opposite. Now, there's a lot of details here, and so I'm going to stop there, let you comment on that.
Well, sounds like that's a...
I'll give a few examples here.
A group like John Podesta, the Podesta brothers, you see, they're the insiders who appoint all the political appointees, and right. They also select who will win. And then as soon as the person wins an office, they stroll into the office and say, by the way, president or governor, you're not in control. In America, in the federal government, the SES is in control, the CERCO is in control, the British Crown agents are in control, and they tell the president, we got you elected, and sometimes they know it ahead of time, but for sure they know it afterwards. You're not in control. We tell you what to do. We control all 56 federal agencies. Now, a person comes along like Mike Huckabee, and he's a conservative, and he just looks like the perfect person for the Bible Belt. And so they run him a few times to make it look like, you know, oh, they're running against a Mormon. Oh, that would be Mitt Romney. Or they're running against a war hawk. That would be John McCain. So when you put Huckabee into that category, it's the same old corporatism. It's the lineages of banksters and politicians. Politicians get their children elected, even when their children have literally, right. In many cases, been special ed children who can't put two thoughts together, but they run the whole government. They run the White House. How is it that a Liz Cheney, who is nothing more than an unleashed bulldog, running upon the gas of her father, who was evil as he could possibly be, why is it that their children get elected? Because the system is rigged. Huckabee did not get elected as the governor of Arkansas. I guarantee you.
We are looking at the inner workings of how the uniparty works. And it's clear. If you study her experience and her lineage as executive vice president, she's got to be responsible for every client that Samudalese strategies coaches or makes happen, according to some of their quotes. Now, let me give you one current politician, the governor of Virginia. And Samudalese actually touts that he helped Glenn Youngkin get elected in Virginia. And we know Glenn Youngkin very well because he, in 2001, started and funded Kinetic, Q-I-N-E-T-I-Q, in London. And Kinetic is now one of the top defense contractors, not only in England, but also in America. And in fact, they actually control the inventory system for the entire U.S. Army worldwide. And here we have them touting that they helped Glenn Youngkin get elected, who on paper is a Republican. But obviously, given this Cimutli strategy's background, he's a uniparty man, and it's a swinging door between the Democrats and the Republicans. And Cimutli's was obviously one of the middle brokers. He was a broker for the banks, primarily the Rothschild banks in London, HSBC. Let me just read you some of the people that got involved with Youngkin in the development of Kinetic out of England. We have Sir John Alexander Chisholm, who was an accountant for KPMG and was a director in all the Kinetic entities, which is probably 50 now. And then Sir Jonathan Richard Simmons, who, now here's a very telling list of the companies where he was also a director. GlaxoSmithKline, Genomics England, which is Wellcome, AstraZeneca, HSBC, Novartis, another pharma, KPMG, Goldman Sachs, and there are others. So here we have relationships that Glenn Youngkin nurtured and continues to nurture, I'm sure, that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was directly responsible as executive vice president of Cimutli Strategies for maintaining that relationship. I mean, you talk about traitorous. Does it get more traitorous? No. They're hanging their entire justification for all these relationships with the British Pilgrim Society, with the British military defense contract system, with propaganda coming out of Fleet Street in the City of London. They're hanging their entire justification for that on this special relationship that was formed between Britain and the United States on March 5th, 1946, when the organization was created that now is called Five Eyes. It didn't have a name prior to 2010. And that is where all of our intelligence was given over to the British Commonwealth. Why? Were we not able to handle our own intelligence at that time? No, it was because this was a part of a larger arc of history that had in its plan to reincorporate or annex America back into the old British Empire, which was now a new British Empire, a part of which was the League of Nations and then the UN. So what we see is this special relationship was an excuse to fool the public into saying, well, maybe it's okay for us to share all of our intelligence with the British. Maybe that's good for us. It's never been good for us, and now we're seeing the end result of that treachery. That's Glenn just Youngkin. One example of her exactly. relationships.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Glenn Youngkin is just one of many people who were in top positions in our government. They go over to the umbrella of Five Eyes to Britain, and they basically are what I would call dual citizens. If they're not, they're acting like it, and they've broken their vow to the Constitution by becoming giving their fealty to the British monarchy.
Well, now, since you just brought that up, we looked up the pledge that he made as director of Kinetic in England when he personally directed the ceding of control of Kinetic, which was funded by Carlyle Group, by the way, in Washington, D.C., ceding of Kinetic's control to the British Crown. And in those documents, which are publicly available on Companies House, he pledged to give the monarch a special share to protect the defense and security interests of the United Kingdom. Boom! That's treason.
These are the same people who conducted the British attempt, a coup here in America against Donald Trump. We know it. We've cataloged it. We've given the proof, the judicially acceptable evidence. We've shown right. it all.
And these securities documents are judicially recognizable evidence.
And basically what we're seeing here is as soon as these people in politics who are, I've decided recently, and both at the federal and state level, are the most vile people on the face of the earth. And if you doubt me, just think of who is the president of Ukraine right now. Could they have gotten, he's probably the most vile person in Ukraine. How can we have the leaders of countries who are basically skimming off the top, getting their, putting a tax on any flow of money? Recently, you know, some of the largest people who gain money in the stock market are politicians. And this has been proven recently, coming out showing that Pelosi and a few others, they always know ahead of time. So these people are traitors to our country. And it seems as if politics cannot be a place for anyone honest. So when we talk about Sarah Huckabee or Mike Huckabee, you may say on the surface, I like Mike Huckabee. I liked what he said. He never went far enough with anything. And Sarah, as the press coordinator, she never went to the heart of the matter. She was just a really good bulldog. So she was able to fight with them. And that made everybody very happy. She never said anything intelligent. As the governor of Arkansas, I dare you to find a single thing she's done that was innovative, that was good for the people of Arkansas. Same thing with Huckabee, her dad.
We're seeing the propaganda formula. You collect the list of 40 or 50 items that are of interest to the Republicans in this case, or the Democrats, if you're writing a speech for the Democrats. And then you have your mouthpieces repeat those phrases so many times that they think they've absorbed them. They think that you can't tell they're lying. But in this case, they just repeat them. They never intend to do anything about them. And isn't that always our complaint about politicians? They're forever talking and never doing anything. They don't have any interest in doing anything because their handlers in Britain want to annex America back into the British Empire. That has been a plan they've stated in writing. And you know how frustrated I am after we discovered the Pilgrim Society in London and their formation in 1902. Yes, they were associated with the Fabians and the YMCA and other things like this, but you've got to go to the core. And this is the core that everyone is sliding right over and will not identify. But this is the source of, I think, all of our major political problems in the world right now. And it's all because their interests are supremely funded by the City of London and all the money they need to pull off these strategies all over the world. So they have been very good at lying. Now, let me point out a couple other of Youngkin's relationships in Connecticut, if you want to talk about treason. Now, the Connecticut is a crown company. And in 2006, George Tenet, the former CIA director, became a director of Connecticut. And after him, Admiral Edmund Peter Giambastiani Jr. Became a director. So here we have two prominent Americans pledged to the top secret activities of the United States for life. And here they are holding directorships in a crown company pledging fealty to the monarch of England. Now, that's just one company that Sarah was responsible for the relationship on. And we go farther. And we have the same documentation of Tenet's commitment to the monarch, as well as Giambastiani's. And then we also see that out of that Five Eyes relationship, we see a prominent Sir Menzies, who was director of MI6 in about 1936. And Gavin Newsom's mother is a Menzies. And here we have the British intelligence system, which everyone in the world during World War II said was the best in the world. And clearly, they weren't ready to give up their prominence after the war, and they devised this very clever scheme of Five Eyes to justify giving up all of our intelligence. Now, by the way, Eisenhower approved of that deal, as did General Marshall. So here, all these icons we have always thought about in certain ways. We got to realize we got to reprogram ourselves, because these people were in on this military industrial complex. And it, It may be that Eisenhower had second thoughts when he made that speech in 63 when he left. We have other relationships here that we need to talk about. And another one that is prominent in the, what's his name? I lost his name.
Menzies?
No, Soemudeley's. Soemudeley's.
Yes.
Soemudeley's strategies. He is an advisor and funder of Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. Okay. Now we have a whole different set of characters, which includes Candace Owens, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle. Now we have a whole new set of players, and we know that Candace Owens married a baron's son, and that's Baron Michael Farmer. And as we have shared in detail, Baron Michael Farmer, for about 40 years, has been the chief metals merchant for the Rothschild banks, both in Germany and the U.S. I'm not exaggerating. He was the main man for metals, gold, silver, palladium, platinum, copper, for the entire planet. And I'm sure he continues to do that. So here we have another relationship that Sarah was managing, which included traitorous relationships with another Baron Michael Farmer, who was no doubt Pilgrim Society. And then within the sphere of companies that this Soemudeley strategies advised, and therefore Sarah oversaw, was Walmart, L3 Harris. And if you look at the heritage of L3 Harris, you've got a list of companies that help define what anybody would call the deep state, but it's the global surveillance system. L3 Technologies, Harris Corporation, Intertype, Lockheed Corporation, Lockheed Martin, Lehman Brothers, L'Oreal Corporation, L3 Communications Holdings, Asmus Security in Australia, Linchpin Labs in Australia, FBI, they're a supplier to the FBI, NSO is an Israeli spyware company, Aerojet Rocketdyne Holdings, Communication Systems, and their two largest shareholders are Vanguard and BlackRock. And then we have Honeywell, largest shareholders, Vanguard and BlackRock. ABM Industries, largest shareholders are BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. They have relationships with SAP, which is a German company on paper, but it's controlled by BlackRock. And then Black & Veatch and EQT Corporation, which is an energy company, and their top four shareholders are BlackRock, Fidelity, State Street, and Vanguard. And by the way, Fidelity was the largest public shareholder of Facebook stock at the initial public offering. So, and we can keep going, but out of Sarah's financial disclosure, she told us everything we needed to know about her. And this one's a little different than most of them that we've seen. Most of the political slush money coming to these different entities usually goes through some form of NGO or political PAC. In this case, it goes right to Soemudeley's strategies. And it was a lot easier to find her background. And then the other really telling thing is when you look at her background, she's only 41. And she graduated from college and immediately started doing political consulting and never had an actual political job until Trump brought her into the White House. So what are we looking at here? We're not looking at somebody that earned anything except she... was in the Lucky Sperm Club.
Yeah, because her dad was part of the Globalist Pilgrim Society takeover of America under the guise of, Bible thumping. And when you think about her group that she was working for, they're the same thing as Roger Stone, Black, and Paul Manafort, who were for a long time the counterpoint to or the counterbalance to the Podesta brothers. So when Republicans came to power, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone decided on who would get the political positions. In the in these cases now, they were blasted out of the water, of course. And so Samudalese would be the next one on the chain. And who would they be placing as the vice president for Trump? His British controller, who is literally, I don't want to cast aspersions upon her. I don't think she's a stupid person, but I do think that she is politically tainted to the point that she cannot be redeemed. And anyone who thinks that you can be governor of Arkansas without being in bed with Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the Sam Walton Family Foundation, Walmart, China, the Communist Party, the drugs coming in through MENA, Arkansas. Everybody knows Arkansas is just about, how about the human trafficking going through Arkansas? It's one of the dirtiest of all the states in America. And so they put who at the top so no one will question him? A good Christian. He's not a good Christian. I'm sorry. He may preach the way that he preaches, and sometimes I like what he has to say, but his connections are 100% clear. These are the people who know that we have no elections. We have selections with the OpTech software. The only reason, by the way, we got somewhat of a decent count last night in Iowa is because they use paper ballots.
Right. And they counted them bipartisan. Chain of custody was maintained, and they got a clear count.
But we do know that, of course, the exaggeration of Nikki Haley and DeSantis's count was grotesque. Those were fake. We know that because Nikki Haley, only in the last 2 weeks, have her numbers gone above single digits, and now they're saying she's going to win. Oh, so who is she? She's someone who they can literally throw out of office because she is not qualified if she got into a high federal position, presidential or vice presidential position. So they can blackmail her. And that's what it's all about.
You mean because she's not a citizen?
Because they could kick her out in a second.
Right.
They could have the person who was supposed to vet her say, who was for president, it's the Speaker of the House. And for vice president, it's the head of the Senate. And so all they'd have to do is say, oh, we made a mistake. You're treasonous. You snuck in on us. You lied when you filled out your I-90 form. Let's remember.
If she is not a citizen, she can't commit treason. The only citizen can commit treason. If she's not a citizen, she is a foreign agent. She's put out here to destroy America from the inside for an infiltration of the executive office. She needs to be captured by the U.S. military and hauled off to Gitmo.
Right. And Ramaswamy and Kamala Harris and all the other people who they allowed to get in these high positions because they're compromised. And the second that they want, they can get them out. They have been blackmailed. That's the way that it works, folks.
Well, you talk about vice presidents not qualified. Kamala Harris, we have proven she wasn't natural born. She's not the child of natural born parents. One was Jamaican, the other one was Indian. And then she married, her husband worked in London for the man, Sir Nigel Knowles, who is currently the head of the Prince's Trust in England and is a right hand man of the king.
Right, Doug Imhoff. That's her handler. And so who is in our vice presidential office but someone who's infiltrated us and comes from the British Pilgrim Society. She right. also needs to be captured by the U.S. military and her ass hauled off to Gitmo. And I tell you something, I'm going to be livid if Donald Trump has had 4 years on the sideline and he hasn't figured out who the enemy is, and then he goes and he fills his cabinet with these British Pilgrim Society operatives.
Yeah, if they're coming from the senior executive service, you can guarantee they are. Now, I know that's not a popular idea because the senior executive service is funding something like 10,000 people into retirement. So the City of London banks are the masters of the world for the last 1,000 years in using money to compromise individuals into silence. And that's what we keep seeing over and over again. Somebody asked, it's really confusing. Oh, why? How do the evangelicals get involved in this? when in fact they look like they're a counterpoint to all this corruption that we're seeing. And there, my experience in the past comes into play, because when I was traveling in England and all over the world, there was a particular teaching that was popular in evangelical, charismatic, and Pentecostal circles called dispensationalism. And you often heard it talked about as the rapture. And people wrote books about it, and Huckabee preached for it. And D.L. Moody was an early proponent of it, as was Scofield, the author of the Scofield Reference Bible. And it was an odd theology, but very popular, with the idea that at some point all the Christians are going to be taken up into heaven and at the end of days. And you know, I heard it my whole life. I never really understood it very well. I did not research it, and I knew that it came out of some English teaching in the mid-1800s, but that was as far as it went. But now I can see, given all this talk right now of Zionism, we now know from records that the Rothschilds funded Scofield to publish this annotated Bible. And an annotated Bible is, the two center columns are the actual scriptures, and on the right are annotations that are supposed to be teaching aids. But what Scofield did with his version is he injected all of his opinions about dispensationalism into the notes. And they became very popular from the early 1900s. And a lot of people who read the Bible, new Christians who read the Bible, those notes are the gospel for them, because they don't have any previous teaching help. And those are often their primary source of doctrine. And so here we saw that the Rothschild-funded publishing of the Scofield Bible popularized the idea of the dispensation of Israel as in parallel to the existence of the church. And what we now know is that the Rothschilds and the City of London banks were very eager after World War I to take control of Palestine. And what they were looking for was a way to convince evangelicals to support that idea. So what evangelicals think is a support of a theological doctrine of the Bible that didn't exist in the church before about early 1800s. All of a sudden was a justification for British Zionists to take over Palestine. And we see that same support for Israel no matter what coming forward. And it's an issue of dispensationalism that has neutralized the evangelical world, essentially, because they won't criticize anything that happens with regard to Israel if it doesn't support the Israeli state, which means the City of London banks, and especially the Rothschilds, in their acquisition of all the resources in that region. So this is all about money. It's all about resources. It's not about theology. And they are laughing all the way to the bank every time they hear an evangelical support Israel unquestionably.
One of the greatest deceptions of history was whoever put the Old Testament with the New Testament. They don't agree at all. And so when you want to say rapture, there's no reference in the Bible to rapture. There's references, right. There's all kinds of references, but anyone who takes the Bible as literal, then here's my challenge to you, Mr. Huckabee and Sarah Huckabee. Why are there two different lineages of Christ given in the literal, every word is true Bible? In Luke, it goes back to Nathan, and in Matthew, it goes back to Solomon. There aren't even two names in those lists that agree. So how is it that there are two different lineages of Christ and you believe that the Bible is absolutely literal? So when you talk about rapture, because I have a lot to do with this, as you know, I was born in Springfield, Missouri, the Bible, the buckle of the Bible Belt, and I've studied this quite thoroughly.
You were involved in early charismatic renewal in the Roman Catholic Church.
I was right there when it happened, yes. And some of the biggest, well, you know, the Assembly of God headquarters, international headquarters, is in Springfield, Missouri. So anyway, people using religion in politics is really stupid. They're supposed to be separate, and that's the reason they don't pay taxes. But I believe that most of these people who have a tax break for religious purposes need to pay taxes, just like the people who have offshore accounts. The rich corporatists need to pay. But basically, a Huckabee, Sarah or Mike, are absolutely complicit with all of this. There is no such thing as a person with an IQ above 100 that can't figure out what we are saying here. All you have to do is open your eyes. So when we see all these different political machinations, what does it matter? There's no true elections. The British, Lord Mark Malik Brown, has controlled the elections in America since the late 70s. This is a fact. There's no right. denying it. So until there's paper ballots, we have no election. So whoever Trump chooses, and we've been trying to figure out just how much of a globalist and a pilgrim Trump really is, or whether we can believe anything that he says. But now when people have mentioned that Sarah Huckabee is going to be his vice presidential candidate, holy heavens, because he's already said he's decided on who it is. If it's Sarah Huckabee, this is nothing more than complete British control of the White House again.
Right.
And remember, all of the children.
Let's face it, has been for over 100 years.
Well, look at the Prescott Bush. And then his son magically becomes the head of the most ridiculous British intelligence agencies in America.
Well, most people say, well, we used to have a better system than we have now. Well, what that does is it betrays a lack of understanding of history here, because it just didn't start happening in recent decades. We're talking about something that we have now traced back to well into the early 1800s and even into the 1700s with Alexander Hamilton and the American Revolution. The British have been trying to annex America, and that is a word that they used in the early 1900s because they want a one world government run by the British Empire. And so Cecil Rhodes was very critical of King George for letting America go and being stupid about it. And he said, if we don't have America in our fold, we can't have this new one world government. He said that specifically. And that's what they're about. And they're still about it. And as soon as people wake up and start believing that what we've been saying all this time is true, we're not going to be fixing the right problem. It's not the CIA. It's not the NSA. It's not the State Department. It's the Senior Executive Service, which are crown agents run out of the City of London by the Pilgrim Society. That's who is in charge of America right now. They have feeder systems, World Economic Forum, Council on Foreign Relations, Atlantic Council, Bilderberg Group, you name them. Those are all feeder councils to this group in London.
Dear Love was and Stephen Halpern were the British controllers, Arvinda Sambai, Alison Sanders, Robert Hannigan. They were all in on the coup, okay? So all you have to do is open your eyes a tiny, tiny bit, and you will find the truth. And who was it that covered up the coup? Comey did, and we put out articles on how, you know, many treasonous crimes that he did.
And
of course, Mueller. But when it comes down to it, it was Andrew McCabe who protected Arkansas, because he, you know, when they recently, it was Huckabee, one of the Huckabees was the president, was the governor of Arkansas, when the FBI went down and collected from Rose Law Firm in Little Rock, Arkansas, all the records that would have proven the Clinton Foundation, the many Clinton foundations, are the most corrupt foundations on the face of the earth. Nothing compares. So, because why? She's a wannabe monarch. Hillary wants to be like a British monarch. And so what did she do in Rose Law Firm? She was a patent theft lawyer. Mm-hmm. So she was stealing the patents out of Rose Law Firm.
By the way, this was nothing more than a British pattern carried forward.
Precisely.
We learned that Roosevelt had confiscated over 50,000 German, Japanese, and Axis-controlled countries' patents in 1942. And the post-war economic boom in the United States was directly fueled by that theft, because they then turned around with their banks and they made fortunes off of that theft. And so that's why patents are such an issue. And I never got that for the longest time. Why is the focus on patents? Well, patents are the creative energy out of our entrepreneurs, out of our idea people. And those are that creative energy cannot be had by thieves and by bankers. They don't have any creativity, so they've got to steal it. And they know that. They've known that for millennia, a long time. They're good at it.
Oh, they're pros. This is a lineage. This is taught from father to son, mother to daughter. This is basically, look at Dick Cheney, okay? Liz Cheney. She's just a monster. She's not even a human. And everything she says is a lie, because she's doing what? Exactly what her father taught her. Look at baby Bush, or I was saying Prescott Bush got his child, Daddy Bush, into controlling the CIA and the FBI and the assassination of John F. Kennedy. He was right there. There's pictures of him. So then he becomes the president. Remember when he ran for president, they said, if anybody knows anything about the past history of George H.W. Bush, please tell us, because it's completely occulted. It's completely hidden. Same thing with Obama. His records are still frozen. They are, and his entire presidential library, not a single document from it can be accessed, because exactly as I told you many, many years ago, went to the University of Chicago. He tried to choose some land that it would go on. He knew it would be contentious. He knew it would never happen. And still to this day, Trump was trying to get literally the courts to release documents from Obama's presidential library. Well, guess what?
This is why
not one ever got released.
This is why we're publishing Truth History, because until we understand what really happened, we can't fix the problem. I mean, I've said many times, as a civil engineer, you know one thing, if you know anything, and that is you can't fix a problem until you know what it is. And learning what it is, like with this issue with Sarah, is sometimes painful, because it goes against what we've been taught. And what we now realize is that propaganda has been so pervasive that many things we assumed were facts were not facts, and therefore decisions were made on these lies, and then that created other lies. And as you have taught us, when you see lies layered on other lies created by other lies, you start to see demons entering the field of play. And therefore, everyone then is a victim of these demons until we wake up and tell Satan to get behind us.
Hillary Clinton, early on, as a lawyer, because her husband was the governor of Arkansas and was allowing Sam Walton to skirt around all the laws to bring Chinese manufacturing into the country when they were not even, we weren't even allowed to at the time, until they became most favored nation trading status. And so you have Bill Clinton selling out Arkansas and all of America. And then Hillary Clinton, what did she do? She went on to the board of the of Walmart. Ooh, and yeah. the Sam Walton family.
Oh, by the way,
foundation, which was at one point the richest in the world. And what did she do? She controlled it for 6 years, and she sold us out to China.
James W. Breyer, the one of the founding venture capitalists of Facebook, is on the board of Walmart now, I believe. Certainly was.
And why wouldn't they be? And at a certain point, China, through Arkansas, had penetrated the military to such a point that they literally had access, direct access to, also remember Hillary Clinton's CC'd everything to the Chinese Communist Party from her server. Remember that. Remember, right. She sold out to China 100%. We know this for a fact. It's not a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just simply true. And so, and anyone that she allowed to get her information in all the countries she went to, as the Secretary of State, she went to more countries in her tenure than any other Secretary of State before, about 10 times more. And in every single country, what did she do? She had $86 billion worth of Secretary of State and military money to sell them weapons. And she got a cut. Every single nation gave donations to the Clinton Foundation, which you did the research on them. They steal more than 95% of the money that came to them. And they were representing the Red Cross during certain things.
She had the Clinton Foundation, which was the receiving receiver of these benefits. But she took with her her checkbook from USAID, U.S. agencies, USAID, OPIC. It's got a different name now. But these were, she was giving out $100 million, sometimes billion-dollar tranches for these various projects all over the world, all in places no one would ever go and check. And in fact, we know that money was then flowing back to the Clinton Foundation and others who were in this largesse of beneficiaries and all controlled out of the City of London. So Hillary's not her own woman. She's taken orders from Fleet Street, the Pilgrim Society.
Yeah, she sold us out to China. Then in the Secretary of State, she sold us out to Russia. The hypersonic missiles being used in Ukraine this day were given to them by Hillary Clinton through Raytheon. All of the advanced material that is being used in the Ukrainian war came from Hillary Clinton when she went to Russia and said, here, push the big red button, the reset button. But she had translated it wrong.
By the way, having worked in Russia with Russians, they would have thought that's really goofy to do that. You dumb American. Instead that's what they would be thinking behind the scenes.
In American, in English, it said reset. In Russian, the word she used was when you get Jewed on a deal. And they're all laughing. That's the reason they're all laughing is they're pushing this thing going, yeah, you, Hillary, are getting screwed on this deal because we get all your technology. And remember, all the technology they have for space and for weapons came from America.
Well, you know that. You know that from back in your NSA days.
I watched it happen in the early 70s. It was absolutely insane to say that Russia was in any way our enemy or could, in fact, hold its own against us in anything, whether it was politics, military, space, technology, nothing. They were so far behind us, we had to give it to them. Okay.
The British have been trying to gain control over Russia's 11 time zones of resources for many hundreds of years, maybe a thousand. Well, at least since the formation of the City of London.
And the only people besides the British who wish to conquer Russia more is the Vatican. And the Vatican wants to turn all of Russia, you know, because they're almost there. There's a lot of them that are Eastern Orthodox, turn them into believers of the Roman Catholic Church. And so the fight for Russia is just ridiculous. And what we're seeing here, if Sarah was to be made the vice president and Trump was assassinated, as everyone is saying that the opposition wants him assassinated, they actually talk about it openly in the mainstream media. So if we always have to remember that whoever the vice president is, if Trump makes it, that means he was selected. Okay. And if he was selected, they have a purpose for him. His first purpose was warp speed. As soon as he called a national emergency before Azar's, the Health and Human Services called it a health emergency, and before Tedros called international pandemic emergency, Trump had put us into an emergency condition, which aligned with 11 or 12 other executive orders of Obama that had put us basically into four different emergency states, which could be rolled into martial law at any time. Matter of fact, it's already set up, martial law. And basically, that's what Biden is doing. Look at it. He is militarizing Washington, D.C. We're supposed to be represented by those people. They're not supposed to be protected by the shadow government. Have you seen all of the anti-riot fences that are being put up everywhere of all the agencies in Washington, D.C. that are corrupt? Why? Because they're no longer serving us. They are our enemy. And yes, Mike Huckabee is a war criminal. And as Tyler has pointed out, these people who try to get into office knowing they filed false papers about their birth certificate, their I-90, their naturalization.
By the way, I didn't see that. I found her birth notice. So she is American. Sarah is American.
Oh, of course, Sarah's American.
Yeah, I didn't want anybody to think we were saying that. No, she's born in Hope, Arkansas.
Well, the reason that they run these people is so that the demon rats, that's my name for the Democrats who try to subsume and culturally, politically appropriate the word democracy, which Democrat doesn't state we are living in a democracy. Therefore, they should be fired from their job because they can't pass a naturalization test. We aren't in a democracy. There's never been a democracy in America. We are a constitutional republic. And they don't want anyone to know that because when they run Kamala Harris and you say she's not a natural born citizen, what do they say? Racism. What do they say about Nikki? Racism. What do they say about everybody? Racism, racism. They don't even know what a race is.
Forget the facts. Just change the subject. They're good at that. They know how to do that. They're propagandists with a long lineage of successes under their belt. And they see the American people as naive and easily manipulated and able to be lied to. And if you can't lie to them, then you buy them off. And when you're controlling the banks, you have a tremendous ability to get what you want and to silence people with money. And here we go back to our discovery of usury is the thread that the demon of Mammon has used to control humanity ever since before Babylon. And so it's the money. You know, when we say follow the money, it has a ring to it. Now we know why, because Mammon is possessing money, controls money. And here's where, back to the evangelical issue. When I was in an evangelical organization running gospel music groups, the issue of funding was always an issue. It always is with any kind of nonprofit organization. And it's so easy to go to the dark side, to start seeing how you can manipulate congregations and manipulate audiences to give you money, to give you donations. And then the other thing about nonprofit organizations, they're a great way to launder money. And here I think that what we have is a situation where the evangelical world that needs to be bought off in order to maintain this idea that Israel and Palestine have a certain place is okay as long as the British are controlling it. And that's the thread that we need to look at behind all these current stories. And as long as that's happening, they don't really care what you call it. They can call it a church, you can call it evangelicalism or whatever, as long as they get the economic benefit out of what you're doing, they're going to feed you cash. I mean, think about it. Charlie Kirk, is a very articulate guy. I give him that. And look at his organizations. It's too slick. It's got too much money. And then you start looking at his background and you realize there's an odd financier here that's pushing him forward. And while others who are doing great work around the world languish, and it's not because they're great fundraisers. It's because somebody is feeding them. And I think that Charlie Kirk is one of those that's being fed. It's clear here from looking at this Somalis strategies.
Without a doubt. Look at Biden. He has more money in his war chest than any politician ever in American history. They say he has a 33% approval rate. No, that's probably a 3%, because those numbers are always, they go way, way down, then they come up, then they go down, then they come up, all based upon false statistics given out by the Treasury, by the Labor Department, by the Fed. And so what we're dealing here with is Mammon. Mammon controls the politics in America. Sarah Huckabee, just like Hillary before her, Hillary, look at her. She is the most decrepit, most vile person that you can imagine in politics who claims to be a good person. when at Rose Law Firm, she stole so many patents. She stole the QRS-11, which can crash airplanes, crash cars, and that's how she gets rid of her enemies.
Romney's Bain Capital bought that later yes. from the French.
Well, she always is going to sell out so that, you know, she gets the top dollar on anything that she steals because she knows she stole it. Same thing with IBM Eclipse Foundation and stealing your inventions. But when it comes down to Sarah Huckabee, okay, one of two things. Well, I'll first off say she has to be stupid as a rock, dumb as a rock. That means rocks don't speak. She speaks, but she shouldn't.
Like in Little Rock, Arkansas.
There you go. Like in Little Rock, Little Brain.
Yeah, and I know we're taking out Sarah, but Kristi Noem or whatever her name is, she's pro-Israel. So she's pro-genocide, just like Sarah Huckabee is pro-genocide. And then you look at Mike Flynn, totally tied up with MI6. Who else is there? Ron DeSantis, he's gone. History, Lake. Nikki's history. She's not eligible for the office. She's not even a U.S. citizen. Okay. All right. Who else does Trump have? Oh, Ben Carson, a neurosurgeon. Oh, isn't that wonderful? You think he knows who the Pilgrim Society is? We do not need anybody in that position that is not aware of who the enemy is, or America is going to be totally lost. This is it. He better pick one hell of a vice president.
Look how that made, as much as we have shown that the Pilgrim Society is the center of this, the silence in the alt media is deafening. It's gotten to the point where it shouts at you that they're avoiding that disclosure. Why? Because probably too many of them are getting money somewhere behind the scenes from those very people. That's why the evangelicals are silent.
That's what I was saying. She's dumb as a rock because why? She took her payoff in the IRA. That's so stupid. Why didn't she put it in an offshore account like all the other politicians do?
I was thinking about that. That's somebody who they want to get caught. Totally. They want her to go down.
Or they want her to get caught.
Exactly.
It's like how Kamala got into her position. I say it's because Hillary knew Kamala's birth issue. And that's how Kamala is standing down, so that Hillary will be running against Trump in 2024.
You want to say something about Carrie Lake?
Carrie Lake? Oh my gosh. We already did an expose on her. She's handled by her Colombian Jewish gangster husband. I know Mike would have a more eloquent way to say it.
That's okay. You summarize.
Oh, yeah, but Carrie Lake, she goes up because she's going to go to a caucus and do a little rah-rah for Trump. Yeah, because she thinks she's going to be the VP.
Well, I mean, as long as you've got your list of 50 talking points, you can pretty much be a Republican.
Now, my discouragement last night was that if they use paper ballots and DeSantis and Nikki Haley got supposedly all those votes, then even the paper ballots can be corrupted.
Well, of course they can.
There's no way that they got those votes. There's no way.
I guarantee you what you'll see is you'll see some choke point in that delivery system of those votes where it came down to an individual passing it to the next party. That's the man in the middle that would change the votes.
Oh, now, plus the other thing, Haley is waiting for all the mail-in ballots to come in, and they won't be counted for a few days. And I'll bet you all those mail-in ballots will be for Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis.
Well, you know, we were bashing Kash Patel and his second child.
Kash Patel, author of two children's books. Isn't that wonderful? We wrote, how much is your truth history? 600 gigabytes, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And Kash Patel, he writes two children's books on what happened in D.C. Oh, will he be the VP? Oh, no, because he's got citizenship issues, too.
Yes.
It's all about emotions. It's all about having the funds to keep telling your story over and over again until others give up contesting what you're saying. And they're just very persistent in what they do.
Well, the deal is anyone with any intelligence knows that once you've repeated something five times, it goes to permanent memory. So if I say, there's no elections, there's just elections. There's no elections, there's just elections. There's no elections, there's just elections. No elections, just elections. No elections. Okay, guess what? You now believe it went into your memory. There's no elections, there's just elections. That's how easy it is. And when you turn the dial and you watch the other mainstream media say exactly what the previous one did, remember, that is nothing more than a lie. It's in there.
How many of your friends have you heard use the word debunked?
Hillary uses it more than anybody. You ask Hillary, somebody asked her literally about the body count, and they said, oh, that's, she always says that's been debunked a thousand times. Another lie. That's like Biden telling you the economy is good. Oh, heavens. If you believe these lies, then folks, you need to go back under the rock that you were hiding underneath and see if you can try to avoid the world, but you can't. Yeah. Because these things are attacking you from all directions. So when we see Christians coming out and using Christianity for politics like Sarah and Mike are doing down in Arkansas, then just assume that it's as corrupt as a Mitt Romney or a John McCain or a Joe Biden.